What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Something a little bit different. Here are some unpopular opinions that I have that have definitely changed over the years, okay? I started making these videos over 3 years ago, and of course, a lot of these things have changed. People do change their opinions. It doesn't mean that you're wrong. It doesn't mean that you ain't shit. It doesn't mean that you fake, okay? So, of course, comment down below, what unpopular opinions do you have that have changed over the years, and what things do you wish that you've never said or just never done? Because I'd love to hear them down below. And of course, before we get started, if you do not know, I did start a Patreon for those of you guys who do want to give me a little bit more support. If you guys cannot, I definitely understand. It's okay. I'm not going to feel no type of way. Do not feel obligated to support monetarily if you cannot. But if you guys want to support me in a free way, you guys can feel free to join the Discord. It is always linked down below. Of course, there are other channels that I do have. If you guys did not know, I do have a Haitian channel as well as a personal channel where I do vlogs as well as stories about my life. On the Patreon, I will be doing private live streams as well as doing private life updates as well as giving you guys early access. Each tier has different access to different things. For those of you guys who want help with your social media platforms, I have a business called Media Hustle. You guys can schedule one-on-one consultations with me. Just feel free to always check the description box to know what's going on, okay? Because I got a lot going on, okay? I'm a business owner. I do YouTube full-time. I'll be out here, all right? So let's get straight into it. So one definite unpopular opinion that a lot of you guys dragged before, and now that I think about it, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about, is that Lil' Kim is not a legend. Lil' Kim is a fucking legend. I don't know what I was talking about. So for all the Lil' Kim fans that dragged me on Twitter, I apologize, okay? Lil' Kim is definitely a legend. Now, a couple other unpopular opinions that a lot of you guys dragged me for. Nicki Minaj spelled fuck off. Cardi B genuinely cannot rap. Bow Wow is definitely a legend. I said that shit. I meant that shit. And that's why I said that shit again. The iPhone X is actually the last best iPhone. Last time I said the iPhone 8 was, the iPhone X, the iPhone XR, that series was the best iPhone, okay? That shit was lit, all right? And I'm mad I had to upgrade because I went from Sprint to Verizon. There's like, you can take that phone. And they made me upgrade. And I had the iPhone 13, and I hate that damn phone. The only good thing about that phone is the camera. Everything else is trash. So if you thinking about, okay, what the iPhone 13? They have cinematic mode. Don't do it. Keep the X, keep the 12, keep everything but the damn 13. The 13 is trash. All the iPhones are trash right now. Like, it's just, Steve Jobs, come back. He must be rolling in his grave right now. Starbucks is life. I said Starbucks was disgusting. I must have sipped the crack. I said that they must put crack in their shit. I must have sipped the crack. I love me some Starbucks, but I also usually don't get coffee. And that's another unpopular opinion that I've had. Coffee's not that bad, bro. I said coffee was disgusting. I am gonna say, listen, I'm not an avid coffee drinker, okay? I don't be out here sipping coffee every day. Coffee's not my life, whatever. I actually drank some coffee today, even though my psychiatrist is gonna be very mad at me. I'm not supposed to drink anything with caffeine because of my anxiety and because I have bipolar. I know she's probably gonna watch them and be like, Ivana, yeah, whatever she be saying. She a black lady, so you know, she like my third mom. I have a couple moms in life. She gonna come at me. Anything with caffeine doesn't necessarily affect me the way it's supposed to. Like, I can literally drink coffee and go to sleep. I could drink a Red Bull and go to sleep. It doesn't necessarily go to my nervous system the way it's supposed to. But coffee actually tastes pretty decent. It's not that bad. But I think I only like light roast and medium roast stuff. Dark roast tastes like doo-doo. And I don't understand how people be drinking coffee with no sugar, no cream, no nothing, no additives. Like, you guys are demons. What's wrong with you? Like, comment down below, are you okay? Like, if you're drinking coffee with nothing in it, like, I think there must be something wrong with you. Like, I think we might have to call 911. Someone needs to tell me why you drink it. Whoa, because I don't get it. Why are you drinking coffee with nothing in it? Like, that's very scary. One time I accidentally sipped coffee with no sugar, no cream, no nothing, and I was like almost choked. By the way, do you guys like this? I painted that. I'm sorry, the ADHD. All right, next unpopular opinion is, yo, I remember I said I hated the gym, and the gym was hell. Honestly, when I did keto the first time, I had to force myself to go to the gym. I dragged myself into the gym. I used to count the minutes. Now I'm in the gym literally 2 to 3 times a week. I'm a Zumba instructor, and I'm there for over 4 hours. The gym is life, okay? For those of you guys who have mental health issues, for those of you guys who, like, struggle to focus, who just need to feel good, go to the gym. I'm telling you right now. As much as you hate it, over time, you're going to start loving it. Especially if you go to, like, an LA Fitness or Exos. Whatever it is, that little bougie-ass gym, you're going to love it. Like, especially LA Fitness or, like, an Exos, it's, like, an experience. It's like a spa-like experience. Because, like, LA Fitness got a pool. Someone got a hot tub. Someone got a sauna. You're going to love it, okay? Like, the gym is life. The gym is life. I apologize to all the Croc users. Crocs, boy. I have a pair of Crocs now. My man got me into Crocs. Got a pair of Crocs now. Every day my man used to pull up here in Crocs. My man loves him some Crocs. And I used to be like, what the fuck is the hype with these ugly ass things? And then one day I went to Famous Footwear. Mashed a pair of Crocs. Now? Oh my God. A pair of the high platform Crocs, a pair of the furry Crocs, on a pair of yellow Crocs. Oh my God, I love me some Crocs. I'm sorry if I offended you when I say Crocs was ugly. I was like that with Uggs too. I thought Uggs were ugly as fuck. Now I got like 6 pair of Uggs, maybe more. Oh man, they're the most comfortable shoe ever. You could walk on your feet for over 10 hours and still be comfortable in your Crocs. I don't know what I was missing out on. I apologize. I remember I said that kids under the age of 13 shouldn't be on social media. Yeah, scratch that. Kids under the age of 16 shouldn't be on social media. I kind of raised the ball because Jesus Christ, these kids. Maybe we should make it 18. Yo, I've hated fish my entire life, okay? I always thought fish was nasty. I never liked the smell. I never liked preparing it. I never liked cooking it. I've said this numerous times. But yo, now I love me some fish. Fish is rocking. Mainly salmon, tilapia, and sea bass. I can afford me some sea bass now, y'all. Every time I go to a fancy restaurant, I'd be like, can I have some sea bass now? Can I have some sea bass? Some sea bass. I love me some fish, bitch. Fish is life, yo. I don't know what I was missing out on, yo. I just don't like the bones. I still don't like the bones. That's actually why I really stopped eating fish growing up. Like, fish has always been, like, a very, very, like, dangerous food for me. Like, when I was growing up, my parents never used to take the fish out. My parents low-key, high-key negligent. Like, I don't know if they just thought I was born an adult or something, but they just never, like, did certain shit, like, take the bones out the fish. So I was just always turned off from it. And then eventually, I stopped liking the smell. I'm like, ugh. And then I always felt like the food was looking at me. So it just turned me off. But now, I really like fish. It tastes really good, especially salmon. A good salmon, though. Not cheap salmon. I'm very bougie when it comes to fish, but I love fish. Almonds are the only nut that should be consumed, okay? Cashews, peanuts, all that other shit in the nut family. Well, pistachios are all right, but I only like pistachio baked good. Like, pistachio muffins are so amazing. Like, oh my God. But, like, the rest of those nuts, like, who sourced them? Who said they were edible? I still think those shits is nasty, but almonds are so good. But the thing is, I was only forced to consume almonds during keto because that's like the only nut you can have. Those shits are expensive. Jesus Christ, I'd be going broke trying to eat a goddamn almond. Je vous de Nazareth. I got your shit. In one unpopular opinions video, I don't know what was wrong with me. Please forgive me, eh? I said that McDonald's is not that bad and it's superior to Wendy's. I don't know what type of demon overcame my ass, but Wendy's is definitely superior to McDonald's. Wendy's over Earth thing, okay? Wendy's on all that shit, okay? Wendy's is where it's at. Okay, they don't got the food for the board. Now they got some shit called a biggie bag. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. I don't even want no biggie bag. I ain't really going there no more because biggie bag. What the fuck? I look like, I want a biggie bag. Pulling up to the damn driveway like, I want a biggie bag. Can I have a biggie bag, please? That shit sound mad dumb. Inflation is a bitch. Like, now they just taking things away and adding things and mommy said biggie bag. I want 4 for $4. But Wendy's still superior. McDonald's is still not that bad though, but Wendy's is superior. Burger King is still trash though. I maintain this. Every single time I go to Burger King's, I get very sick. Okay? I get very sick. Okay? Because I get sick for days. Like, at least 6 days. Checker Fries is elite. I don't know why I said that Checker Fries wasn't elite. Yo, there must have been some sort of demon in me. Yo, I don't know. Some of the videos I made, low-key. I mean, okay, at least 99% of what I said in a lot of my unpopular opinion videos still stand. But some things I came across, I was like, I said, what? Checker Fries elite. Shit, I think I'm about to go get some checkers today. No. I told myself I was going to cook. I took out that chicken. Ugh, but I got to clean it. I should make my boyfriend do it. I should call him over. This is so bad. I really don't feel like cleaning it. That'd be my downfall with cooking. It's the cleaning the chicken for me. So checkers it is. You know, for my whole entire life, I never liked avocados like that. I would eat them here and there. And in one of my videos, I said that I don't understand the hype of avocados. Jesus Christ, I love avocados now. It just depends on how they're prepared. It depends on what kind of avocados, and it depends on when you eat them after you buy them. Oh my God, I love me some avocados. Amazing. Love and Hip Hop is trash. Back in the day, it was good. Like when Cardi B was on there, it was good. It was really, really good. After Cardi B left, I genuinely stopped watching. I think I only watched for Cardi B because I like Cardi B. I like her personality. But after that, it was like, what the fuck am I watching? Why am I watching it? What is the point? What is the logic? I don't know nothing that goes on there. I don't know who the fuck on there. I don't give a fuck. It is so trash. And actually, the only one I actually really liked for real was the Atlanta one because it actually has a continuing storyline. But like the New York one, every fucking season, it's different people. And it's like, I don't have time to meet different people all the time. Like, I don't give a fuck. Black Ink, still my number one, especially Chicago, because you know I love me some Ryan Henry. Basketball Wives is still very embarrassing to me. They all too old to be acting like that, and most of them not even wives anyway, so I don't understand it. But it's like, yeah, just the VH1 franchise of reality TV show is getting real stale. It's like stale bread. You can't really revive it. It's not like you can dunk it in water and make it taste good. It's just, it's stale. We need new bread. VH1, if you're listening, do something about it. Since I've been working through my trauma and going to therapy, holidays are not that bad. I used to have like really, really bad anxiety with the holidays, like honestly legitimate PTSD, to the point where every time holidays would come around, I'd get like really, really like upset. It would plunge me into a legitimate depression. It was really bad, y'all. Like it was really bad. Like if I would hear Christmas music, I'll borderline pass out. It was a lot. And now I could celebrate all the holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas. It was mainly Thanksgiving and Christmas that I had a problem with. Holidays are not that bad. You know, I think I was just being a Grinch. But with reason. I have a lot. I think I've talked about it before. My family would like break stuff. You know, I have memories of like Christmas trees snapping into China, smashing on the ground, all types of crazy shit. So holidays are not that bad. I could celebrate them now, but for a long time and even to this day, a lot of my family can't and do not. So I understand people that don't celebrate holidays. Besides the fact that I have a lot of people that have died around the holidays, I feel like, you know, time heals all wounds. Either don't think about them on the holidays or just remember them at different times of the year so that the holidays are able to be enjoyed. You know, beaches are not that bad. You know, I still hate the beach. Okay, the beach is disgusting. I don't like the fact that sand gets everywhere when you go to the beach, but the beach is pretty relaxing. I like looking at the water. I like the vibe of going to the beach and being able to just be naked. Can I say that? I'm supposed to be an example for the children. I'm sorry. The beach is not that bad. It's a relaxing experience. Okay. I think because like lately I've been going on more vacations and shit like that. I'm like, oh my God, the beach is actually pretty nice. Am I going to somebody dirty New Jersey beach on a regular? Hell the fuck no. I gotta go out the country. I gotta go to yeah, America, they beaches, they not that great. Unless you go to somebody Florida, Cali, not America. Let me stop. And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but there was an unpopular opinions video where I said that my kids are gonna have social media and I'm gonna save the money that they make from social media for their trust funds. Again, I don't know what type of motherfucking demon came over me, but that's probably not gonna happen. Especially from all the shit that's going on right now with all of these family channels and these couples channels and their kids and exploiting their kids. That's probably not gonna happen. Even if I have a kid anytime soon, I don't know how much I care to put them on social media because people are weird. And anyone says anything about my kid, that's all I gotta say. Lois be with you. That's all I gotta say. Lois be with you. Because I'm not playing that shit. It's just, I feel like the kids did not ask to be here. Therefore, you know, I feel like kids are entitled to some sense of privacy. It's one thing to post them here and there, but to make them a whole Instagram account and then like, I don't know. Yeah, that's definitely one of the very big ones that have changed. I feel like for real, there's nothing wrong with it if you're really going to like probably use the money for the trust fund and stuff like that. But at the same time, again, that's literally like putting the kid to work in a lot of sense. It may not be good for the child's mental health. It may not be good for the fact that there are the P words out there. There's a way to do it, but I could barely handle my own social media. God damn. Handling for a kid. Yo, I tried to do a social media for Sage and I couldn't keep up with it for more than like a month or two. So it's just like, that's just a lot of fucking work. You know, so with that being said, let's get into some things besides the ones that I said in the beginning that have always stayed the same. Okay. And I'm probably not going to change. We need to stop shoving lifestyles down people's throats. Okay. I'm talking religion, sexuality, other lifestyles such as polygamy, things like that. No one gives a fuck. It's okay that you're you're part of the LGBTQIA, it's okay that you want to have 4 wives or 8 husbands, whatever the case may be. That's great. But no one has to accept this lifestyle. No one has to accept that you want to be gay or lesbian or bisexual or trans. No one has to accept it. They should respect you as human beings that want to live that lifestyle, but no one has to sit there and be like, yeah, we accept that and we love you. No one has to love you. No one has to necessarily accept it. They should respect you, and that's about it. We need to stop sitting there and like shoving things down people's lifestyles. And as atheists, as Catholics, as people in the LGBTQIA, as people who practice polygamy, it's really tiring and it's annoying as fuck. No one has to accept what the fuck you do. Stop that shit. Kill that noise. Chick-fil-A is still overhyped. Beyonce is still overhyped. Burger King is still nasty as fuck. SZA still puts my ass to sleep. I don't understand. She got one song that I like. Whatever she just came out recently that be playing on the radio all damn day. See, I don't even know the name of it. I think I have it on my playlist. I like that song, but like a lot of her music puts me to sleep. I don't understand. A lot of these R&B girls, they put me to sleep. I can't. I don't think that opinion's ever gonna change. I don't want her to make a club banger, but goddamn. Nicki Minaj only popped because she ain't had no competition when she was coming up. I said what the fuck I said. A lot of her fans been coming at me crazy lately. And I hit them with the Rihanna. I don't give a fuck. Black people still perpetuate the fuck out of colorism. And we play the hell into racism and everything else in the media. That's why they're able to gaslight us so damn much. Mustard is still popping. Pineapples belong on pizza. Cinnabon is still not that lit. I don't understand the hype with Cinnabon. Why the fuck do they even have a store? I mean, clearly they lit because they got a fucking store. They make some bit of money, but I don't get it. I don't get it. Cable is still useless. Black women are the new standard of beauty and always have been. They just don't want to be black. They just want the features. Think about it. Blood is not thicker than water. Not everyone's going to be successful, and that's okay. I don't know why the fuck everyone was always like, there's always room at the table. There's always room for everyone to be successful. No, that's not necessarily true. Y'all need to stop telling people that shit. Stop it. It's not true. Sorry. That's not what it said. Doing drugs recreationally every single day does make you a bum. And if you're a woman who says that you don't have women friends because they're drama, more than likely you are the drama.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMell, T-H-E-E, MLLE. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.